My formal statement lays out in some detail the impact of INL's more than $1.8 billion in appropriations and more than $1.4 billion in equipment, training, and assistance delivered since 2008 under the four pillars of the U.S.-Mexico-Merida Initiative. I am proud of that impact, whether measured by major drug traffickers extradited to the United States, stronger and more professional law enforcement and justice institutions, strengthened border controls, or efforts to improve transparency and combat corruption. I am proud that cross-border relations between the U.S. and Mexico are at historically high levels, and that the government of Mexico contributes more than $32 for every dollar that we invest in the Merida Initiative. I am proud that over the 8 years of the Merida Initiative, cocaine consumption in the United States has dropped dramatically. But let's not kid ourselves. If we were to ask any citizen of Iowa, California, Texas, Alabama, or New Hampshire what is the most dangerous Southwest border drug concern today, he would say heroin and methamphetamines. With that in mind, I offer the caucus five observations. First, the cross-border challenge for heroin and meth is different than that for cocaine. They are not just a transit challenge. They are also cultivated and produced in Mexico. The government of Mexico acknowledges this reality. Second, this reality expands the need for bilateral cooperation beyond just the Southwest border. We do not just cooperate in efforts to interdict, dismantle trafficking organizations, and foreclose money laundering. We also must cooperate in attacking labs and production facilities, reducing drug demand, and eradicating opium poppy cultivation. Third, while heroin and meth are a different problem set than cocaine, they are driven by the same criminal networks. The threat goes well beyond just Mexico and the United States. It encompasses Central America and Colombia, Peru and Bolivia, and consumer markets in Europe, East Asia, and South America. Fourth, we have made real progress in strengthening border controls not just along our Southwest border, but also along Mexico's southern border with Central America. Fifth, in a way unimaginable only 10 years ago, our two governments are committed to this cooperation. Led on the U.S. side by DEA, the two governments have held technical meetings on the heroin threat and developed last month in Mexico City a joint approach on heroin. This is a work in progress, and our efforts will constantly be refined and adjusted. But we accept the principle of shared responsibility to attack a threat to both our peoples. Members of the caucus, I come from a Southwest border state, in fact, the same state as Senator Cornyn. This is one of the most complicated and sensitive borders in the world. Nearly 100 million people live within 100 miles of this border, and tens of billions of dollars in legitimate commerce flow across it every year. Four U.S. and six Mexican states depend to some extent on the movement of goods, services, and people across that border. We have an extremely important border. We have an extremely serious methamphetamine and heroin crisis. Our challenge is to tie the two together in a way that produces a positive outcome. I look forward to discussing with the caucus how we can do that better.